Super Bowl mode yet, or are you kind of...
No, not really. You know, we got our game plan. We're going to try to insert that. And thank you, buddy. How you doing? You like that interview back there? I got you, didn't I? Yes. It's too far away. It just seems like a month away yet. So,
being super, you've been through this before. You think you've heard about teams waiting to install all the game plan, keep the guys fresh. You don't want to rush to get into this, right?
Well, you try to put as much as you can in there, and whatever sticks, obviously, you can condense it towards the end. Hopefully, we can do that and go out there and perform and execute it.
Ellis said learning the word no was big this week in terms of all the ticket requests and distractions. I mean, do you have any tips on handling this stuff, or does coach kind of break it down for you?
No, just try to keep the same regimen that we've been on for the last 18 weeks. You know, that's going to be a key factor, just making sure that we stay focused and, you know, obviously humble and staying hungry is always going to be a key factor in everything that we do. But, you know, trying to keep the same regimen that got us to where we are is going to be a key.
When you look at this Giants team, how different are they than the team you prepared for about a month ago, especially offensively?
Well, they're doing a heck of a job of scoring. You know, Eli's playing out of his mind. He's doing a great job of controlling, managing the game. And, you know, they have a two combo running back core back there that are doing a great job of running the ball downhill. So, yeah, they're definitely they're a hot team. They really are.
Use the word managing. Is there a difference between a guy like Eli and a guy like Tom? Eli more manages a game. Tom might win it.
No, you every quarterback has to manage the game. You have to be able to manage the game. And whenever you manage the game, you do what you do best, and you take whatever the defense gives you. And you go from there. You know, to have the game come to you, and instead of trying to force the game onto you, it's probably the better option. But he's been able to do that. And, you know, in the three games that he's played, they've been on the road. You know, and that's tough to do. And he's come out with flying colors right now.
Just played them in a tough game. Is the easy sell for Bill today to tell you guys how good this team is?
It doesn't matter what happened in the past. It really doesn't. What we have to do is just insert our game plan. And obviously work one day at a time and try to position ourselves to go out there and execute on Sunday.
Junior, were you surprised how chippy it got out there between you guys in the season finale? I mean, you faced him before in preseason, but it seemed like, you know, you guys had faced each other three or four times in the division, you know, when you got out there.
Nah, it was probably, you know, I was probably an old man figure out there just being grumpy. Being chippy and everything else, that's the name of the game. You know, you're going to have that once in a while, but... You know, whatever happened last time we got together, it really doesn't matter now because it's a different game, obviously a different day, and there are different things on the table right now.
So many people talk about how much different we are as a team, and you know, but do you feel partly responsible as a team here for kind of putting him on that playoff run because you guys kind of exacted the best out of them in that game?
No, we're not responsible for anything they did. I mean, they did it on their own. You know, they're a great team, and they went out there and performed under some adverse conditions. You know, they took the scenic route to get to where they are, and you got to tip your hat off to them.
If there's, I know it doesn't matter, but if there's one thing that last game teaches you, is it again just a reminder of the red zone importance in terms of that Giants game? They went 4-for-4.
Yeah. Well, the red zone is always important. You know, and that's something that we want to solidify, and hopefully we can go out and repeat what we did last week. But yeah, that's going to be a challenge every game.
You mentioned their running back tandem. You guys have faced some pretty good running backs in the playoffs so far with success. To what do you attribute that, and can you carry that over against them?
You know, they're a tough team. You know, they're up front, you know, offensively, the offensive line do a great job of staying on their blocks and, you know, powerhousing, some of the down linemen in into the second level with the linebackers. But the running backs are, you know, you have a fast running back, you have a powerful running back, and they do a great job of changing it up.
How are you going to try to attack them?
Hopefully tackle them.
How much does Bill talk about
those Giants? Only when we mess up. He'll break out the black and white film. And he makes sure that we're definitely humbled by it. But he definitely has a library of great athletes on the Giant team and what have you. He has some fond memories there.
Does he ever say it as a compliment, like you did it just like they did?
No, that's never going to happen. they've always done it better than us every play. So the compliments coming our way is very slim, if any.
J-
Junior, Mike Vrabel's had a big year, double-digit sacks. Can you talk about the way he's played and what it's like playing with him?
Well, he's done a great job of going out there and performing the outside linebacker position. You got to remember, Vrabel's been one of the most versatile, unselfish players on this team. I mean, whenever you're taking a player that's outside linebacker and putting him in the middle because you need him for the team, and he goes out there and performs that, that's a credit to him. And then he gets a chance to play outside linebacker the whole year, and look what he does. I tip my hat off for him. I mean, it was a long time coming. And, all his work is coming up to surface to see, that he is a great outside linebacker, and he can do it.
And also with Coach, can you talk about the job he's done this year, refocusing you guys a lot? There have been a lot of distractions. It started with Spygate. There's kind of one thing after another. What's it been like, the job he's done refocusing you guys?
Coach Belichick is, obviously the best coach you can ever have. What he does is so many other things besides, the X's and O's. He communicates well with his players, and, he's established himself in terms of his integrity and his ways of playing the game of football. I haven't met a guy that has so much passion and so much love for the game and so much knowledge that he's able to transcend that over to the players so they can learn. There's always a learning curve here every day for you. All you have to do is just listen.
Does it make it easier to play for him that he has that kind of passion to go out and fight for him?
It's just you want to play for a man like Belichick. You really do. And as much as he doesn't show it, he has a lot of love for his players. He really does.
How much of you cherish why you came back? Is it to get him out of
state? Well, this game is the reason why we all are here. Just for a chance to go out there and hopefully win. And, I've said it before, having a chance here with a culture that's established here, it gives you a chance to win. And when you win often, it leads into greater things. So here we are.
Do you feel this is the one thing that's
really important? The X factor. Oh. Because you got to remember, Kevin Falk plays third down, but he also backs up our running back core whenever they need help. But to play one down, you come off the bench cold, and you're playing one down, third down. They know you're in the game. They know they're all coming after you on that one down, and you still win. That's special. That's special. He can run the ball. He's smart. He's quick. He can catch the ball, and he can pick up blitzes. I mean, there's a lot of things that he brings to the table that a lot of guys just can't do. So. He's definitely our X factor.